News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, mental health charity Turn to Me is urging people to participate in Sober October. As research shows, over half of young adults have already made some positive changes to their drinking habits. News Talk's own Ellen Kenny took to the streets of Dublin to find out how many people are going dry for October and if their habits have changed over the years.
I would always skip drinking in Lent, but I'm not a big drinker.
I'd try my best, but I don't know whether I could succeed now, no? At this stage, I'm too familiar with it. I'm too old to give it up.
In a month, you could totally do. Not as many people are drinking as much. The fitness buzz is around.
Maybe the drinking culture has kind of changed, but I think people do still love to drink. Like, it is still, I think, something that's quite prominent.
Wouldn't think that taking an entire month off would make any sense, because if I fancy a drink, I'll have a drink. I don't think it's particularly helpful, you know, that, you know, moderation rather than cutting things out entirely is a good idea.
I think it would be, like, good for me and good for people, but I feel like the only social life I really have is going out, and, like, that's a way to see my friends, especially when I'm so busy working.
I think when people are going out now, the younger people, when they're going out, they're drinking a good lot. They're drinking and they mightn't go out again for another 2 weeks. So when they do go out, they drink quite a lot.
They say that if you can stop something for 28 days, you can break the habit. Keep getting back up if you're fighting the fight. Healthy little habits.
Yeah, I'd probably consider the hangovers are getting worse. I mean, I used to have a break for 4 weeks, but I think 4 weeks will be enough.
And that was what people were saying on the streets. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Fiona O'Malley, CEO of Turn to Me. Good morning to you, Fiona. Explain, first of all, what Sober October is and why you think it's a good idea.
So Sober October is an initiative for people to give up drink for the month of October. It's probably this side of the year is equivalent to dry January. And I suppose it's an opportunity for people to reflect on how much alcohol they consume, because oftentimes people consume more alcohol than they realise. And it can be an opportunity for them to reflect on their relationship with alcohol and give their body a break when they take that break from alcohol.
So this isn't necessarily for people who are alcohol dependent or things like that, because you might not suggest to them just taking a month off alcohol. You might suggest mm-hmm. a longer intervention. This mm-hmm. is for people maybe who just suspect that they drink too much on a sort of a social basis. I think many of us would fall into that category.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, alcohol is often normalised in Irish culture, but it can have a significantly detrimental impact on our mental health. There is no safe amount of alcohol that we can consume, and even small amounts can have a detrimental impact on our physical health as well. It increases the risk of cancers and cardiac diseases. It can disrupt sleep, increase anxiety, lower our mood, and increase depression rates. And you know, we certainly see in Turn to Me how lifestyle changes like reducing alcohol can positively impact our mental well-being. It can be, you know, for the detriment, or it can reduce those detrimental impacts that alcohol can have on our mental health, including increased stress, anxiety, lower mood.
And so if people recognise those things when they're listening this morning, I'm a bit stressed, I'm a bit anxious, I'm a bit all over the shop, I'm not as I would like to be, this isn't the worst idea. So basically you start today, the 1st of October, cut all alcohol out until the 31st. Is that how Sober October works?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, Turn to Me is, you know, emphasising that there's 7 different mental health reasons to try Sober October. And the first is better sleep, because alcohol interferes with the quality of rest, particularly the REM stage of sleep. It leaves people feeling groggy and anxious. And then when you have reduced alcohol or cut it out entirely, your sleep patterns will improve. It also reduces anxiety when you cut out alcohol. Alcohol can initially dumb feelings or numb down those feelings, but it often rebounds as heightened anxiety the next day. And when you skip alcohol, it can stabilize our mood. It can bring improved focus when we lean into sobriety. It gives clarity of mind, concentration, memory improvement. When we remove alcohol from daily life, no next day fear, no worrying about what you said or did, or if you spent money you didn't intend to. You have more energy as well without the depressive effects of alcohol. Our energy levels rise and it supports better mental resilience. And we also have healthier coping strategies when we take a break from alcohol. That encourages people to replace alcohol with positive outlets like hiking, walking, meeting friends for dinner or coffee instead of meeting at the pub, exercise.
Yeah, because taking alcohol out of people's social lives for Irish people sometimes can leave a hole in their social life. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, but there are so many alcohol-free alternatives now. One of the statistics that I thought was very positive is last year, Guinness estimated how much Guinness 0.0 they were going to need to produce for over the Christmas period, so November, December and January, and they actually sold out for the what they estimated they would sell in the 3-month period in the first 2 months in November. So it really shows that alcohol-free alternatives are very popular. Yeah. I think it's celebrated now, and I think there are a lot of celebrities endorsing 0.0 alternatives, which I think is a fantastic outcome.
I think actually the drink companies improving their 0.0 products has been a win for people, because I think people do now think that alcohol-free, it's not just beers, but there's other stuff out there that it's much better and there is an alternative. Thank you for joining us, Fiona. That's Fiona O'Malley, their CEO of Turn to Me. Let us know, would you consider Sober October? I mean, a lot of selling points there, Shane. A lot of better sleep, less stress, less anxiety, level mood, more energy, time to do things like hiking.
I would think everything in moderation, including abstinence.
Right. Let us know out there this morning what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.